Good evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 24th day of March, 2018. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawful Ears tab at the top of the website. It's now in its 9th edition, and I'm working on the 10th. We keep adding to it as more info and ideas comes to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government, as does our Notice of Condition Precedent webpage. Also, on anticorruptionsociety.com. Well, tonight I'd like to talk a little bit about the screwy world in which we live. I'm pretty sure that RBN listeners are aware that it gets screwier and screwier every day, especially if you listen to RBN, because the hosts do a fairly good job of reporting to the listeners what is going on, and it gets more and more bizarre every day. This past week, oh, and incidentally, we're now in spring. Yay! I got shoots coming up in the front yard. I always love spring. Makes me happy. So we should take a moment and say yay for spring. Before we get into this article that I ran into this week, more evidence of insanity, titled Canada Government Defends Asking Employees to Use Gender-Neutral Terms. Okay, and this was in theguardian.com, March 22nd, 2018. I'd like to share this with you. Canada's federal government has defended its decision to ask frontline employees to adopt gender-neutral language when interacting with the public after the move was branded as ridiculous and mocked by opposition politicians. Earlier this year, staff at Service Canada, the federal agency that connects Canadians to government services and benefits, such as pension and employment insurance, were issued guidelines asking them to use gender-neutral or gender-inclusive language so as to avoid portraying a perceived bias towards a particular sex or gender. The directive, published this week by Radio Canada, offered the terms mother and father as examples of gender-specific language, in contrast to the neutral term of parent. The use of honorifics such as Mr., Mrs., or Ms. can be perceived as gender-specific by a client, it noted, and instead encouraging employees to address people by full names or ask how they prefer to be addressed. Reaction to this news was swift. LGBT group Egali Canada welcomed the move, with its executive director, Helen Kennedy, noting in an interview with the CBC that the task of accessing government programs, can often be uncomfortable for those who don't fit into, quote, neat boxes, unquote. The federal New Democratic Party also threw its support behind the idea. If we want to create a society where we respect everyone, leader Jagmeet Singh told reporters, we must give more consideration to individuals who are in minority positions who have experienced a lack of respect for years. Other opposition politicians, however, took aim. Totally ridiculous, said Conservative MP Larry Miller. I have a mother and I have a father. Anybody out there, even if you were born through a surrogate, you still have a mother and a father biologically. We all have a mother and a father. Bloc Québécois MP Louis Plamondon suggested the government was headed down a slippery slope. Should we stop talking about the black market? Should we ban that? Should we also ban the term whitewashing? This is all very philosophical, isn't it? Justin Trudeau apologizes for a dumb joke after PeopleKind, quote, goes viral. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer linked the guidelines to Justin Trudeau's use of the term PeopleKind at a town hall meeting last month. He claimed it was a bad joke. Scheer told the House of Commons on Wednesday, can the Prime Minister tell us why this bad joke has become a directive from the government? The directive comes amid a wider government push towards inclusivity. Last year, the Liberal government joined more than half a dozen countries around the world in allowing its citizens to identify as gender X on their passports, as well as pass legislation to better protect transgender Canadians from discrimination and violence. On Wednesday, Geneviève Duclos, Canada's Minister of Families, Children and Social Development, defended the guidelines, noting they had been drafted in response to public complaints. He stressed that Service Canada would continue to use Mr. and Ms. when interacting with clients. We are only confirming how people want to be addressed as a matter of respect, he wrote on Twitter. We are proud that Service Canada reflects the diversity of Canada's population and is working to adapt the reality of 20th century families. Unquote. What a bunch of garbage. I could not believe this. This is insane. You know, the first time I heard about LGBT was in 2004. I had never heard the term before. And at that time, I was still in the political system, quote unquote, and I was campaigning in Ohio to get John Kerry elected. And we had a little form that people would come in and say, I'd like to volunteer to help the campaign. And we'd hand them this little form, and it would have boxes like little bit of information on their background and where they were located. So if events were happening near them and what kind of skills they wanted to offer and what kind of volunteering they wanted to do. And there was a box in there that said LGBT. And I remember asking another volunteer, what the heck does LGBT mean? And she told me lesbian, bi, gay, and transsexual. And I said to her at the time, what the heck does that have to do with donating your time and doing volunteer work in a political campaign? And she just shrugged her shoulders. She said, I have no idea. But that form came down from the Democratic Party, okay? And at the time, I was just, you know, I let it go, but I could not figure out what the heck that was all about. Then, several years ago, the gentleman who had been elected as my state representative in my district, who happened to be a Democrat, was running for re-election. And at the time, I was following what he was up to. I had signed up for his newsletters just to see what he was up to. And I got a newsletter from him when he was preparing to run for re-election. And lo and behold, he was running on the LGBT platform. And I did send an email back saying, are you kidding? We've got people in Central Ohio who are living in tents. We've got people who've lost their homes. How in the name of Hannah could you think that the most important issue that you could represent was LGBT? Never responded, ever. So the good news is he lost. But why the Democrats has taken this on, I can only surmise. One thing I can absolutely be sure of, this is not being done because they want the population, even a minority of the population, to be happier and healthier and feel better about themselves. Get rid of that idea right there. They don't function that way. Making us feel good, making us happy, making us healthy, giving us financial security, that they don't do. The Republican Party doesn't do that. The Democratic Party doesn't do that. Granted, they say that's what they're going to do, but of course, you and I know better, that's not what they do. They're all engaged in perception management and manipulation of the population. So if you think about it, why are they doing this? We know it's not to make these people in that small group of minority group feel better about themselves. They don't care how they feel about themselves. So I can only think of several reasons. One, a professor out of Berkeley mentioned in an interview that he gave, he thinks what's behind it is that the plastics in our food, in our environment, have created so much disruption in our endocrine system that the normal sexual development has been hindered in many people. It's not that they were born that way, or if they were, they were affected or impacted by what the mother might have ingested. And their way of covering up the fact that we're living in this toxic environment that affects us hormonally is to create this movement whereby people grow up thinking that for some unknown reason, the Creator decided to make them different. And so they want to be recognized. They want to be recognized that they're different and that that's okay. Now, when I was growing up, there was no such thing, just to tell you. Everybody seemed to be okay with either being a male or a female. Now, there's another reason I think they might be doing this, specifically why the government agencies are saying now, use gender neutral terminology. If you look at the UCC, it's all gender neutral. And many of the notices that we created in Lawfully Yours or the Notice of Condition Precedent, part of what we do to establish who we are when we're addressing the system is to initiate the letter or the notice as a living flesh and blood man or woman. In other words, we are taking ourselves out of the legal fiction person, resurrecting ourselves back to life, and instead of addressing the system as the form, which would be the person, we are addressing the system as the substance. For people who are new to this concept, or maybe a first-time listener, in the legal system, the statutory system that all these statutes, rules, and regulations are written in, the term person is what they use to describe you and I. All persons must have a driver's license. All persons must have a passport. All persons must have insurance on their automobile. This is how they write legislation. When you look up in the statutory code, in the Uniform Commercial Code, or in the Federal Register, which is where all these rules and regulations come from, the agency network, you look them up and you get the definition for the word person, which we've talked about on this show many times. I'm going to read to the listeners right from the UCC how the word person is defined. Quote, this is from the Uniform Commercial Code General Provisions. Quote, person, unquote, means an individual, a corporation, a business trust, estate, trust, partnership, limited liability company, association, joint venture, government subdivision, agency or instrumentality, public corporation, or any other legal or commercial entity. Okay? There's no gender in that definition because none of those entities are living. And when we sign our name, we're signing on behalf of that entity that is not alive. It is our person. It's our social security number. One person aptly called it our transmitting utility. So is it possible that governments are doing this with their agency network to discourage the recognition of what we are trying to do, which is identify ourselves as living men or women? Is that possible? I don't know. It's certainly possible, because it would be something they would do to block us from differentiating ourselves from this corporate legal entity. So that's hard to say. The other possibility, this would be possibility number three in my mind, and I will give the listeners a chance to call and give their ideas why they're doing this, is that they're moving more towards robotics and transhumanism. And a robot has no gender. Okay? So if they're going to make rules and regulations for robotic behavior, which somehow I think is coming down the pike, they would not use gender-specific language. They perhaps would like to make the same rules for us as the robots, and therefore they would want to maintain gender-free language. So that's three possibilities why there's this movement away from identifying us as men and women, mothers and fathers, aunts and uncles, sons and daughters, his and hers. Again, to eliminate the living aspect of their legal system. That's just a theory. But, you know, the other thought that I had when I read this was, why are there so many people confused about their sexual identity in 2018, aside from the hormone disruptors? You have to ponder that. What is going on in the culture? What is going on in the home? And I did see that, geez, maybe a minute of that series called Jazz, where there is this boy who feels that he was born a girl. It's on, I think, the Discovery Channel. And his mother is encouraging this, including pursuing potential surgery for gender change. Stay tuned. We'll be back soon.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back to In Defense of Humanity, and tonight we're talking about gender issues. I never thought I would be talking about gender issues in my life. I thought that was kind of settled. I've had boy dogs, I've had girl dogs, I've had boy grandchildren and girl grandchildren. I've had girlfriends and boyfriends and aunts and uncles and mothers and fathers all my life. There have been two genders, and I thought it was fine. You know, I actually kind of like the two genders. Each gender seems to have its own qualities, its own strengths, and I think that's how the world goes around so peacefully, which could go. Let me repeat that, how the world could go around so peacefully. But anyway, so there is this show called Jazz, and I don't like to watch it. I kind of skim by it. Apparently Jazz is now interested in getting a surgery, which to me should be criminal, absolutely criminal, to allow anyone to do that kind of horrific, horrific destruction of the human body. But unfortunately it is done, and probably me disapproving isn't going to stop it. So what has gone wrong, aside from the toxic chemicals in our homes and in our families, that could contribute to this confusion that children have about being a boy or a girl? I remember when my grandchildren were young, we did have dolls. The boys were allowed to touch them. There was no prohibition. However, the girls really enjoyed it. And given half a chance, when it came to a ball or a game or a car, electronic car, the boys, what can I say? They tended to enjoy the cars and the balls more. However, there were times the girls enjoyed that as well. So they went back and forth freely, and nobody pushed them. And they gravitated towards, you know, the girls. Excuse me, gravitated for nice little dresses, and the boys gravitated for rough and tumble activities. as we expected they might. I don't remember anybody coercing them or shaming them. But I do think that in our country, there is a lack of knowledge as to what is entailed in being a good parent. And to me, it's almost as though we were moving in the right direction around the 70s, people recall. I think that's when our economy, that's when the middle class was at its best, or the disparity between the bosses of the companies and the owners of the companies and the workers was not as great as it is today. Since then, the disparity has gotten worse and worse and worse, and there's a small percentage at the top of the company that makes oodles and oodles and oodles of money, and the workers are kept down at the bottom range. Unions have been busted, benefits have been lost, so a lot has changed since the 70s. But I wanted to share this piece that I know came out. This was copyrighted in 1972. I recall seeing this on a friend's wall in their house, and I thought, geez, that's really nice. It was written by Dorothy Law Nolte, N-O-L-T-E. I believe she was a PhD psychologist. And it pretty much set the tone, in my opinion, for what would be the criteria for good parenting. So I'm going to share it because I think it's as true today as it was then. It is on anticorruptionsociety.com. If you look at the right column on the website, you scroll down to AIDS. It is listed there. The title is Children Learn What They Live. If children live with criticism, they learn to condemn. If children live with hostility, they learn to fight. Oh, we're going to break. We'll resume this when we get back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney, and I'll start from the beginning. I'm reading Children Learn What They Live by Dorothy Law Nolte, N-O-L-T-E, Ph.D. If children live with criticism, they learn to condemn. If children live with hostility, they learn to fight. If children live with fear, they learn to be apprehensive. If children live with pity, they learn to feel sorry for themselves. If children live with ridicule, they learn to feel shy. If children live with jealousy, they learn to feel envy. If children live with shame, they learn to feel guilty. If children live with encouragement, they learn confidence. If children live with tolerance, they learn patience. If children live with praise, they learn appreciation. If children live with acceptance, they learn to love. If children live with approval, they learn to like themselves. If children live with recognition, they learn it is good to have a goal. If children live with sharing, they learn generosity. If children live with honesty, they learn truthfulness. If children live with fairness, they learn justice. If children live with kindness and consideration, they learn respect. If children live with security, they learn to have faith in themselves and in those around them. If children live with friendliness, they learn the world is a nice place in which to live. Now, wouldn't that be a wonderful way to raise our children, to end up with these empowered, confident, loving, generous children as adults, and surround our whole society with that kind of individual? It reminds me of what I read about John D. Rockefeller when he was raising his sons, which in my opinion explains why they turned out to be so horrific. I remember reading that John D. Rockefeller said he would cheat his boys every chance he got to make them sharp. And if you think about it, if you raise a child like that, you would end up with a self-indulgent, greedy, kind of individual that John D. Rockefeller actually was. And I won't say may he rest in peace. I think we're lucky he's gone. But needless to say, we could do better raising our children. We were on the way. It almost seems to me like the powers that be did not want these children, our children, the society, to move in this direction. They instead wanted the society to teach children competition and envy and greed, and think of the world as just, doing better than your neighbor, acquiring all the junk you can acquire, making as much money as you possibly could, irregardless of who you had to step on to get there. That served their purpose. This kind of human that Dorothy Law Nolte was trying to encourage us to create would not have served the purpose of the money monsters and the people who believe in endless wars and want our sons and daughters trained in war games and in competition at a very young age, part of a team. I remember when my daughters were in fourth grade and they wanted to be cheerleaders for the basketball squad. I have to tell you, I was just abhorred at fourth graders, right? The words that were coming out of some of those parents' mouths at those games just blew me out of the water. I mean, these parents were saying vicious things about the other team, and they were screaming at their children to do really unsportsmanlike things to win. So, sadly, I believe that the social engineers were fairly successful when it comes to promoting competitive sports and greed and keeping up with the Joneses and all of that. And they did so on TV. They did so pretty much in every possible way they could. So that's what we've got now. We've got a society that wasn't raised according to those wonderful standards. And this is what we're going to have to deal with as we go down this path. I talk to people many times a week, and many of them get really discouraged. The more you go down the rabbit hole, it seems like the darker the picture gets. And I've had that experience myself. Some people think it looks so scary and it looks so hopeless that some people deny that it's going on, actually. And I had one friend told me, you know what, I don't think there's anything we can do, she said, so I'm just going to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. And literally that meant that she had given up and was just, she had enough money to go on vacation and to buy a vacation home. And her final decision was, I'm just going to enjoy what I have because there's nothing else I can do. That's the kind of attitude I think that the global elite, the Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, whatever you want to call them, the attitude of giving up is exactly what they're hoping for. They're hoping for two reactions as we all become increasingly aware of the magnitude of the problems we're facing economically, medically, energy-wise, you name it, water-wise, food-wise. They're hoping that we're going to react in one of two ways. Either we're going to give up and get discouraged and not do anything and go around depressed all day, every day, or we're going to continue to have our life, pretend everything is okay, and continue on our happy way until we can no longer do what it is that we normally do. Either position you take makes it easier for the people to win this war, this silent war. And so therefore, I keep trying to convince people, Be careful what we say. We don't want to demoralize our fellow population. We want to educate them, but we want to, at the same time, encourage them to be more active, to do something, at least to stop consenting to their own destruction. And for me, and I'm going to share this, and I hope that the listeners will share what they are using, what methods they're using to cope with a lot of bad news, which is just all over the place. In my opinion, we have to take time to schedule joy. There's no other way to keep our balance other than make sure that you schedule joy. How do you do that? Well, you look at your calendar. You make sure you've got something planned on that calendar at least every week, preferably something every day that you do that will bring some joy to you, whether it be reading a book, taking a walk, listening to music, talking to friends, drawing, gardening, riding your bike. There's a million different ways people experience joy. Personally, I like music. When I get discouraged, I will look through my music collection and find music that I've always enjoyed and start playing it. And before I know it, I am humming the songs or singing the songs, God forbid. And it brings my mental state back into a pleasant awareness that the world is still a lovely place. There are still wonderful, lovely things to enjoy. We still, well, everything is relatively peaceful. We need to take advantage of that, in my opinion. So I'm hoping the callers will share what they're doing as they get all this bad news. And those who figured out they need to have time to enjoy life, please let us know what strategies you're using that bring you back into balance, because that's going to be very important. The last thing we want to do is get so discouraged and demoralized that our enemies win by default. That would be their idea of a dream come true, because that would be the cheapest way for them to take over, is for us just to give up. And that's been done many times in wars in our history. Demoralizing the population is one methodology that's used over and over and over and over and over again. It's the cheapest way to win. So call me with your ideas. The lines are open. The number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And let me know what you think about this gender issue, and as well as what ideas you have to help people keep balance, because in my opinion, we're all going to need to do that. I have a dog, and whether I like it or not, that dog makes demands every day, friendly demands, wagging, wanting to play, friendly demands, and I'm happy about that, because for me to stop intellectualizing or writing or reading things that are sometimes quite grim, for me to stop doing that long enough to play with him is sometimes just the perfect break that I need. I mean, he's always there. He's always playful. And I can't give him enough. I can't give him too much attention. I mean, he's just like most dogs, loves attention. So, people, what are we going to do about this transgender thing? I think we're going to have to use our notices. Another reason to do a notice of condition precedent. Put it on the record that you're not an it. You're not a corporation. You're a living flesh and blood man or woman. For those who are unfamiliar with that term, notice of condition precedent, I've talked about it many times on this show. And you can find out more about it if you're unfamiliar with it. Go to anticorruptionsociety.com, which is my primary website. And when you get to the home page, you will see these tabs at the top. And one of them says on the bottom line, notice of condition precedent. If you click on that, you will see what I'm talking about. I think everybody should do that. And incidentally, the cost of filing a notice of condition precedent is nothing more than a $25 donation to RBN. What a worthwhile cause. $25 donation, and we can process your notice on our website. We have a website that's set up to do just that. That's all it does, is it posts notice of condition precedent. You can go to that, click on that, and you'll see what the notice will say when you complete it. And there is an explanation. There's a little booklet that goes with it. Are you legally alive or dead? You can get a lot more information. I suggest you read about it before you jump in, so you know what it's all about and you know what you're doing, and you realize how important it is to put your living flesh and blood self on the record. I'm alive. I am a woman, and I'm not a citizen of the United States Federal Corporation, because that's what it is, of course. It's a corporation. So, callers, tell me what you think. The number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And while I wait for callers, seems like people are busy tonight, which is fine. I ran into an article this week that I think I'm going to post on my website. I was aware of it, but I had not yet run into the article itself. And it came out, it was posted at a website called HPV Vaccine Info. Somebody started a website apparently for the girls, and now there are boys, injured boys and girls who have been injured by the Gardasil HPV vaccine. This actually came out in April 2014, and just to show you how you can miss things, well, we have a caller, and I will get to this before the show's over. I do want to share this article. It's titled Gardasil Will Be the Biggest Scandal in Medical History. Okay, we have a caller from Idaho, one of my favorite places. Marty, are you there?
I am. Lucy and I are here talking and listening to you. And I
Thank
just
you.
Thought I would share. I mean, I love listening to you. First of all, that's a good thing. Listening to Al is an upper, even though you're telling us crappy things, you know?
Thank you.
No, really. I really enjoy your show. And so, yeah, what I'm doing right now, I use the scissors so I could hear you instead of the clippers. I'm clipping or giving Lucy a haircut. And that is a joyful thing to do.
You enjoy doing that?
Lucy, she's a dog.
Yeah, I mean, you enjoy cutting her hair.
Oh, and she enjoys me doing it. And we just like it. We love each other. And then when I'm done with her, then I'll give Gus a haircut. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
I think that's
great.
So you
find things to do. And if you don't, a lot of people, I just talked to my college roommate, and she doesn't. She doesn't even know what a chemtrail is or the New World Order, and just so she's so down and miserable. And so there you go. So,
well,
but she's an unhappy person, and you have to find things to do that make you happy. So that's what I'm doing.
I think, Marty, I think that's great. And taking care of your dog is really rewarding, and you get something done. And don't you think just touching them, I know this, if you don't love dogs, this won't make any sense to you. But just touching them can bring peace to the heart of people who love dogs.
Yeah. And if you like schnauzers, I do like a miniature schnauzer type dog.
I do too.
Yeah, that's what these guys are. Yeah. So that, and then the other thing, well, that's out there, and I don't know what we're going to do about those crazy people, but it is a problem. And in the meantime, I'll just keep cutting it, Lucy.
And you don't
I can't figure out those people and all the... Oh.
Well, see, and then your dog doesn't have any trouble being her gender, right?
Well, she's neutered. They're both neutered. You know,
okay.
She's 13 years old. There, she's 13 years old. They're both 13, and they act like they're two. So they're very healthy. So, you know, we all do the healthy thing, and so we're good to go here.
Okay, stay tuned.
I just wanted to share something good.
Do
all
you
right?
or a loved one Thanks. Suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. Marty, are you still there? No, Marty's gone. Okay. Kevin from West Virginia. Good evening, Kevin. Is Kevin there?
Hello, ma'am. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. You had asked about the whole transgender thing.
Yes.
I think the whole trans movement, the trans-able, transgender, transracial, trans-species, trans-whatever, I think it's a mental illness. And I think we need to be having the debate or the discussion about mental illness, you know, in this country. I also believe it's an agenda, you know, the transsexual movement, an agenda for population control. They're putting the chemicals in the water, like atrazine and these gender-bending chemicals. And they're causing, you know, to have this outcome. The one, you know, the sexualization of children in the schools is completely appalling and it's completely ridiculous.
Yes.
And with the trans-abled movement, and I don't know if you know what trans-abled is. These are people who want to be disabled. I'm blind, and I seen the lady a few years ago who put Drano in her eyes because she wanted to be blind. Let me tell you.
Oh, my God. Wait. I got to digest that. That's insane.
Well, yeah, this is why I said I think it's a mental illness. It's crazy. I mean, this lady poured Drano in her eyes because she wanted to be a blind individual and feels that she should be accepted by the blind community. I'm sorry, but you chose to be that way, where I didn't choose for me to be losing my eyesight. So I have no sympathy for her. I don't know if that's hateful or not, but that's kind of where I feel.
Well, you know, that is very strange. I mean, I don't know if you were listening when I read Children Learn What They Live, but something happened in her childhood that went terribly awry that she would not, that she would even consider doing that. I mean, how tragic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, you know, this is the state of, you know, the dumbing down of the public, and where the whole trans movement, I believe it's a mental illness. And I raise the question, you know, we haven't come very far with helping with mental illness in this country. I mean, we shut the psych wards and everything down because of corruption in the psych wards and the treating of the people. But I raise the question that maybe they need to be reopened. I don't know.
Listen,
just the thought.
I cannot agree with you more, Kevin. I mean, they used to do counseling. And psychiatrists, I remember seeing several videos, and I've talked about them on this show, that psychiatry decided when they made PhD psychologists to do talk therapy, they were losing business. And they were all upset, well, we're losing business to these people that are cheaper than we are. And they moved into drugs. These drugs, Kevin, I don't know if you've investigated them, but I have to wonder if that had been... They cause more harm than they do any good. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.